Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
It is the Martin Luther King Day Jr. holiday, and we are here with Laura Kennard talking about networking. We're going to do a little bit on Facebook, I understand, today as well. And we were just discussing the letter that we got. We talked about it before the marketing tip. It says, congratulations, we're a winner. But we don't know about what.
The winner of the extra secret
award from City
award
View.
Thing that I'm sure is going to be super awesome. It says that we should certainly be proud of whatever it is.
I'm telling you, I think it's for Tyler. I think he's got the best producer with the best shoes. The biggest shoe hawk in the city. I'll bet you.
There's some top-notch people going on this show with all sorts of gifts and talents. So it's very hard to know.
We should go to this thing. When is this? It's the January 30th. Yeah, we should all go. Could we have a table? I have to ask Shane Goodman over at City View if we can get a table.
So 2018 Best of Des Moines party. So only the best of Des Moines gets
to
go.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Awesome.
That's why we're all going.
That's great.
We'll crash the party. They probably sent that by mistake.
Who was this addressed to? Did you check the envelope?
No, it's right there. It's addressed to me.
Oh, it does say Michael Libby.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Who knows? Well, there's lots of moving parts that make this happen, so who knows what that's about.
Well, we'll see. Okay. We'll have to report on it later.
Yes. Whatever it is. Okay, so what do you got going on? What's happening?
Well, right now I'm just trying to survive the sub-zero degree temperatures. Yeah. I'm wearing a hat for the visuals.
Got a hat
on. A stocking hat.
Got a coat on.
That's right.
That's right. Now, if we could afford a heat around here, it'd be kind of nice.
Anyway, but the weather does not stop networking and business-related events in Iowa, because we're hardy and we're serious about our business and we're going to get out there regardless.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So first, I need to know what day it is. Oh, yeah. It's the 15th.
It is. Today. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Yeah.
So we actually have a bunch of stuff actually coming up. Although, a couple of them I won't talk about, except to mention that Iowa Center for Economic Success has a lot of great events going on. One of them, Dream Builder Live and Focus Me, both sold out, so can't talk about those.
No.
But check their website frequently. I really am starting to send a lot of people over there that are working on their business, and they have a lot of really good free educational things going on. But that will push us into what is going on then on, another sold-out event for the West Des Moines Chamber, Accelerate. Well, we'll just talk about sold-out events tonight. So that'll bring us into Million Cubs.
Wednesday
morning, Science Center. It'd be a great thing if you've never gone to kick off the new year, trying to go to a couple of those. And last week, I went from Million Cups over to a networking event that I'd never been to before, and it is by Red 5 Interactive. They put it on. It's at 9:30 on Wednesday, every Wednesday, and they talk about different marketing topics. And
so rather than working, rather than working, what we do is we go to Million Cups and then scoot over to,
and that's in Valley Junction at the Inspired
Grounds.
So
you got drive time there. You got a little drive time going on.
A little bit. It's not too long.
Yeah, you can spend the day.
Or if you don't want to make it to Million Cups, sleep in, I know you do always.
Yeah, right.
Just sleep right in and go straight over to the morning Wednesday Red 5 Interactive. Talk about marketing every week.
You
can talk about that. You can join as a business. I mean, it's free, but you can come as a business that wants to get some tips. Or you can compare notes as other marketers. So it was kind of fun. I checked it out. So anyway, then we also have on January the 18th, AMA Iowa January Networking After Hours, which is going to be at Strategic America in West Des Moines. So that's kind of kicking off AMA Iowa's sort of networking events. And that one's one that's open to people that are not presently
members. Strategic America. That's right over there off of the interstate, as a matter of fact.
Then there's then there's another thing, Designer Drink Up, which is by the group AIGA. Do you know AIGA? We had you look that up 1 week, remember? We talked about this, and we were just stymied at that time as to what.
So this is what's the event called?
It's called Designer Drink Up. So it's the group of graphic designers.
Got it. Yeah,
designers around Des Moines.
American Institute of Graphic Arts.
Thank you so much for. I don't know why.
Which I remembered from last time. I didn't just look it up again.
About what their organization.
See, he's getting the award on the 30th for the smartest producer.
That's right. For being like able to find everything on the fly. For the unprepared people that should know what AIGA stands for. So anyway, Designer Drink Up is an event that is open. You can mix with graphic designers. And they are having it, interestingly, at the Angry Goldfish Pub and Eatery on Southwest 9th. So the reason why I bring this up is that little bar has been a bar location for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And kind of not always like kind of a rough bar over time.
But now it's the Angry Goldfish.
But now they're, now it's the Angry Goldfish. But, you know, if you're actually having graphic artists get together there, I feel like what's happening
is the gentrification of the Angry Goldfish. That's what's going on.
The downtown area is creeping south on Southwest 9th. I just visited the Metro Wax that's on Southwest 9th. That's in the old Sellers Hardware building on Southwest 9th.
What do they do there?
Waxing.
Oh, God.
Everything. Everything you want waxed.
I thought it was a Madame Tussauds thing or something. Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah.
And then attached to that is Destination Artistry, which is kind of like what you would find at East Village or Mainframe.
Yeah, I'm
telling collection
you.
Of, so here on Southwest 9th, where you would not expect to find, and really cute, I mean, super nice, very nice redesign of those spaces and really cool. Kind of interesting to see what's going to happen moving south.
Well, they just had an article in the Register, what was it, yesterday or the day before, about Southridge Mall. You know, they're going through all these new design opportunities there.
Did not see this. Yeah, okay. I missed it. How did I miss this? I've been having my eyes on Southridge Mall. I'll have to look that up. Thank you for bursting my bubble. Anyway,
we got 3 minutes to talk about Facebook.
Yeah, we'll talk about Facebook. So January 11th, there was a big announcement by Mark Zuckerberg about how he wants it to be a more people-centric, people-friendly place. And so they're once again changing the algorithm, and this will impact businesses. And I've had a lot of people asking about it. Now, you may have also heard, or some businesses may have also heard, that they were testing taking all business news, any kind of feed out of the personal feed and putting on it on its own tab called the Explore tab. Not to be confused with what they just did. They clarified for a lot of people thought that that was the beginning of having all business stuff on a separate tab. So that's something they're testing in other places. This involves them reducing the number of business things that you'll see in your personal news feed, and thereby making it harder for businesses to get
if you pay for it? I mean, will that still? I mean, so if you're putting money down, will it still appear in the news feed?
So they still have sidebar advertising options. You'll still be able to boost a post, but from what my understanding is, those things will still be, especially in the feed, will still be less frequent. So it may potentially cost you more. I'm keeping an eye on that because there's a lot of experts who are looking at the fallout, I guess, of this announcement. Mm. And but what they're saying is that when you do create a post as a business, that what they're looking for are posts that spark interaction.
Sure. So not just a dead end kind of a here's our puppy.
Right.
You know,
more like, what do you think about this? I think a great example was, what's your favorite craft beer? Where's your, whatever it is.
So if I'm 515 Brewery, we've got five new beers on tap. Which kind do you prefer? And then that sparks conversation.
That sparks conversation and interaction two-way, specifically not just likes, but actual two-way conversation. So it's up in the ante in the Facebook game if you want to appear organically. It will mostly impact the organic stuff. There still would be the paid stuff. But the question is, how much will the paid stuff also be impacted by their decision?
But what if you subscribe to the business page?
So you're only going to get stuff from people that you subscribe to anyway. Mm-hmm. So you would have to be subscribed, and still your posts are going to be seen less unless you do this. Now, by the way, if someone really likes your page, they can manually go in and prioritize that they do want to see your posts come up on their Facebook page. So one of the things you could do is educate your clients that if you don't want to miss out on something that we're doing or have going on and you really love us, go in and prioritize us as someone that you're okay with getting our posts.
Wow.
But for someone to do that, they must really love you, and you probably still should have really good post that you're doing right for them to want it.
Wow.
In
you know, it's always changing. Yeah. Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg, for messing up with whatever we're doing. I wonder how
some people love it, but sure, businesses will, you know, obviously be challenged by it. So.
All right. Well, that does bring us to the question, how are you going to be using Facebook for your business? I mean, good thing to be thinking about. Right?
Yes.
Thank you, Laura. Networking and the inside scoop of what's going on with Facebook. We've got to clear on out of here. It's coming up on 6 o'clock. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, for Laura Kennard, also, we talked with Betty Andrews and Rekha Bazou in the first half hour, talking about the Martin Luther King Day 29th Anniversary Awards that were handed out earlier today. For all of our friends that put this together each and every day, and the mystery Best of Des Moines thing, we don't know what that is yet. We'll find out. Tyler Hackenmiller is our award-winning producer. Mary Sayer is the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the brand manager for the radio station. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Jeff Delvo is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. The music you're listening to right now is created by James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.